Elder Scrolls BOTSC Buying Guide, What to Buy in 2026, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy the core game first. It is a complete three-session campaign system, not a starter shell. Add Heroes of Tamriel only after repeated plays, expose the narrow damage build pool, add a region only when you want a genuinely new map and quest texture. Betrayal of the Second Era is a magnificent, expensive answer to a very specific appetite. Tactical chip combat, rapid character growth, and three connected evenings in Tamriel. This refresh separates playable value from pledge page gravity, using current publisher facts, the rulebook, recent owner threads, and the complaints that only surface after the first campaign. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should a new player buy first? Buy the core game and stop. The core is already a complete 1-4 player game with 5 provinces, 15 classes, 20 races, 9 guilds, 24 skill lines, a huge item pool, and the full 3-act campaign structure. The expansion page makes the base box look like a foundation awaiting walls. At the table it feels more like a furnished fortress. The exception is regional scarcity. If importing later will be punishing where you live, Valenwood is the only defensible blind add-on because it mixes into the base box cleanly and adds both a province and useful skill lines. Everywhere else, finish one campaign first. A discounted expansion for a game you do not replay is still an expensive box. Dax by now ruling core now. Expansion after campaign 2. Luxury storage after campaign 5. What kind of game is BOTSC and is the base game enough? This is a cooperative tactical adventure and character building game, not tabletop Skyrim. A campaign is 3 linked sessions. You travel across a province, resolve encounters, develop skills, buy equipment, enter clashes and delves, save your state and return for the next act. The strongest pleasure is not branching narrative. It is watching a rough level 1 concept become a precise machine. The base game has abundant quests, enemies, regions, guilds, items, and race class combinations. Its thinner seam is offensive build variety. Recent owners repeatedly praise the amount of content while noting that reliable damage can pull builds toward the same few skill lines. That makes the base box complete for learning in several campaigns, while making character-focused expansions more valuable than another map for long-term lifestyle players. Expectation check: buy for tactical buildcraft in an Elder Scrolls skin. Do not buy expecting a densely branching narrative campaign. Which 2026 pledge tier is actually worth it? The right tier depends on what you want more of. Core only is the smart trial. Explore Tamriel is for players who want regions and quest texture. All gameplay is the long-term value ceiling because it adds character, transformation, and difficulty modules without charging for display luxuries. All In is a collector purchase, not a gameplay recommendation. Treat every campaign price as a snapshot and verify the live pledge manager before paying. The new wave was estimated for November 2026, so these are future delivery purchases, not products you can assume will arrive for next weekend. The no regret ceiling: if you already know you love BOTSC, stop at all gameplay. Everything above it is material pleasure, not better campaign design. Which expansion should you add first? For most repeat players, Heroes of Tamriel first. It attacks the most commonly reported longevity issue by widening classes, skill lines, and racial options. Valenwood is the best first regional expansion because it adds a full province plus light armor, illusion, and ledger domain. Elsewhere is the physical combat and dragon fantasy. Somerset leans magical and support heavy. Fur and Fang is for players who specifically want vampirism and lycanthropy. Shadows of Oblivion is for groups that already understand the system and want Diedric pressure to disrupt comfortable builds. Neither belongs in a first teach. This is a menu, not a checklist. Do you need the guild vault or premium accessories? No accessory is required to play. The core trays are useful and the base box unpacks well. Expansion content creates the storage problem. The basic organizer is the practical choice for modest expansion ownership. The guild vault is for a collection that has already outgrown the core box. The battle mat improves table cohesion but does not reduce rules burden. Metal lockpicks, health chips, draw bags, and other tactile upgrades are pleasure purchases. Buy the one object your hands will notice every turn, not 6 objects a campaign page grouped under premium. Measure the shelf and the table before ordering the vault. Storage that cannot live near the game increases friction instead of reducing it. Is true solo or two-handed solo better? True solo is supported and dramatically easier to administer. Two-handed solo is usually more forgiving, because a second hero opens party synergies and spreads the jobs of damage, movement, survival, and utility. The trade is real. Two hands also mean more setup, longer turns, more cooldown decisions, and a larger campaign save. Start one-handed if administration is what keeps heavy games off your table. Start two-handed if buildcraft is the main attraction, and you already enjoy multi-character solo games. At 2 human players, 1 hero each is the social sweet spot. Enough cooperation to create combinations without turning every round into a committee meeting. Trusolo Build Insurance secure reliable damage movement, one survival tool and one flexible utility line before indulging a clever theme build. How should you learn the first campaign? Use the Jailbreak Introduction or Dized Play-Along tutorial. Set up and perform actions as they are introduced instead of reading every gazetteer entry and keyword in advance. For a first campaign, Cyrodiil offers a readable mix. Skyrim is a fine choice when familiarity with the setting will keep the group emotionally invested. Build narrowly at first. Add dependable dice, increase a useful stat and remember cooldown. A collection of level 1 ideas feels versatile until a boss asks whether any of them can finish a fight. Photograph the full player area at the end of every act, then save chips and cards by hero. Schedule all 3 sessions before session 1. That single calendar decision protects the campaign better than any insert. How do you make a 3-session campaign easier to finish? Treat the campaign as 3 episodes, not one heroic endurance test. Begin each session with a 60-second recap, province, guild, active quest, and what each build is trying to become. Keep snacks and drinks away from neoprene and chip stacks. Give every hero a tray or labeled bag. Use a phone photo as the canonical save if memory and notes disagree. The best table upgrade is not metal. It is leaving enough time at the end of an act to save deliberately. Owners repeatedly warn that teardown and reconstruction eat enthusiasm. A table where the game can remain set up is ideal. A precise photo and bag ritual is the next best thing. What is actually shipping in the 2026 wave? Heroes of Tamriel and the associated expansion wave were presented with an estimated November 2026 delivery. Estimates can move. Check the latest GameFound update and your region before treating any date as a promise. The campaign is English only, while the original game has separate language edition history and fulfillment considerations. The practical buying distinction is simple. The core game and Valenwood are established products. The new regions and modules are pledge manager purchases until fulfillment reaches retail. Do not plan a birthday weekend around an estimated crowdfunding month. Buy the available core for near-term play and future content for future you. Crowdfunding is not retail stock. An estimated month is planning information, not a guaranteed delivery date. As a game purchase, no. As a collector object for an established BOTSC household, possibly. The all-in tier combines the playable library with a long accessory tail. It cannot make a group finish campaigns, enjoy chip combat, or prefer tactical buildcraft to narrative adventure. The best purchase path is intentionally boring. Core campaign, second campaign, then the expansion that solves the thing your table actually wants changed. Heroes of Tamriel is the likely first answer for build variety. Valenwood is the first answer for map and quest variety. All gameplay is the sensible ceiling for committed owners. Final verdict. The flaw remains setup and learning friction. The achievement is that once the system clicks, few campaign games let a strange hero become yours this quickly. Frequently asked questions. What should I buy first for the Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era? Contains 5 provinces and the complete 3-session campaign system. Finish one campaign before buying an expansion. Is Betrayal of the Second Era worth it without expansions? Yes, the core is a complete game with 5 provinces, 9 guilds and extensive race, class, skill and item combinations. Expansions become most valuable after several campaigns reveal which kind of variety you want. What is the best Heroes of Tamriel pledge for a new player? Core only is the safest purchase. What is the best pledge for someone who owns the core? It contains Elsewhere, Somerset, Heroes of Tamriel, Fur and Fang, Shadows of Oblivion and the Adventurer's Cache without duplicating the core. Only for a collector who independently wants the guild vault and premium accessories. Is Valenwood required? Number Valenwood adds 1 complete province, the Ranger class, Illusion, Ledger Domain and Light Armor. It is a strong first retail expansion but not required for the core campaign. Should I buy Elsewhere or Somerset? Choose Elsewhere for Dragons, Physical Combat Variety and the Primalist / Ardent Flame editions. Choose Somerset for Magic Support and the Quartermaster Herald of the Tome editions. What does Heroes of Tamriel add? It adds classes, skill lines, expansions to existing skill lines, and alternate racial abilities. It adds no province and is best for players who want greater character build variety. What does Shadows of Oblivion add? It adds bargains with Daedric Princes that combine rewards with curses, new enemies, and strategic constraints. It is designed to challenge established builds. Can Betrayal of the Second Era be played true solo? Yes. One-handed true solo is fully supported and has the lowest tracking burden. Two-handed solo provides more party synergy but substantially increases administration. What is the best player count? 2 players is the best balance for most groups, 1 adventurer each, shared rules work and flexible party builds. True solo is excellent for players who prefer lower overhead. How long is a campaign? A campaign has 3 connected sessions. The publisher estimates about 2 hours plus 30 minutes per player for each session. First-time sessions often take longer. Is the game difficult to learn? Yes, Board Game Geek lists a 4.055 complexity rating. Use the Jailbreak Introduction and Dice tutorial, then learn from the components rather than trying to memorize the entire rulebook first. Which province is best for a first campaign? Cyrodiil is a readable baseline. Skyrim is also approachable because the setting is familiar. Avoid using the harder Valenwood expansion as the tutorial campaign. Do I need the guild vault? Number use the included trays first. Are the game found stretch goals exclusive? Chip Theory says unlocked stretch goals become permanent additions to the relevant products. The campaign exclusive advantage is primarily price and timing, not locked gameplay. When will Heroes of Tamriel ship? The current estimate is November 2026, but it is a crowdfunding estimate rather than a guaranteed date. Existing items ordered through the campaign ship with that wave. Can I buy the Core and Valenwood on Amazon? Retail listings exist for the Core and Valenwood, though stock and price vary. Check that the listing names Chip Theory Games and the correct asterisk portrayal of the Second Era product before ordering. Is this game like Skyrim on a board? It captures custom character growth, guild quests, provinces, and Elder Scrolls lore, but it is more structured and tactical than the video game. Every campaign follows three timed sessions rather than unlimited wandering. Is it better than Too Many Bones? It uses Chip Theory's dice and chip design language but offers positional battles, province travel, and a three-session campaign arc. Players who want directed character growth and Elder Scrolls narrative may prefer it. Players who want shorter standalone tyrant runs may prefer Too Many Bones asterisk.